This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to use 5G and how China is mounting a whole aspirational high-tech agenda to talk slightly bigger picture here. The Chinese have said they want to lead the world in a bunch of other industries as well by 2025. Robotics, space, next-gen vehicles, computers and information technology, pretty much you name it. So as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin gets set to lead a high-level delegation to Beijing for negotiations this week on what the American business community says are unfair trade practices, we got Marketplace's Scott Tong, who happens also to have opened our Shanghai Bureau for us back in the day, on the line to talk this over from Washington. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So look, this is a big question and you got like a minute to answer it. What is the Trump administration's big issue that they're trying to solve with this trip?
The big issue is one that many administrations have tried to deal with, and that is China has this policy, it's long tried, to build national champion companies, to be global winners. And I first went to China 13 years ago. It was happening then. Imagine our government owned the most important businesses in all these sectors. J.P. Morgan in banking, ExxonMobil, Verizon, NBC. And the government said no to outside competition. Or if you come in, you have to partner with us and hand over your technology. That's kind of how it works. Now, first of all, a lot of countries historically have done this kind of thing. In China, it's now at another level. So under President Xi Jinping, this is woven into the party ideology of a proud China being resurgent in the world. It's putting hundreds of billions of dollars in this. And now the Chinese companies want to win the next generation technology arms race, right? 5G, autonomous cars, AI, all of these things. So for the Trump administration, this is unfair, threatens the U.S. and its allies, and is threatening to fire back with a whole litany of tariffs against China.
Right. And so that delegation, you know, I read the list of members, Mnuchin and Navarro and all those folks.
Yep.
They're going over there. They say they want to negotiate. But the Chinese said today, we're not negotiating. So now what?
This is not a surprise. I mean, this industrial policy, it may be a fundamentally intractable issue for the U.S. and China to deal with. This goes to the heart of how China runs its economy and how it's run it for a long time. And to Americans who've been in China recently, what they think is, you know, the Chinese, when they say this is off limits, they might be misreading the United States. That is, the Chinese might think, you know, that the Trump administration, they want to make deals. They may just take a couple cosmetic concessions, you know, an inch in the auto sector or an inch in the banking sector or something, get a press release, everybody declares victory. But what the Chinese may not understand is how broad this frustration is in the United States.
Take a detour for me into the makeup of this delegation, because it is not, on a policy level, necessarily cohesive.
It's split. You have trade nationalists on one side, the trade rep Lighthizer on one end, and Navarro, the White House assistant on trade policy. They're the nationalists. And then we have Larry Kudlow, the assistant for economic policy, who is much more of a free trader. And for weeks now, as this has been simmering, the big question has been, what do the Americans really want?
Yeah.
You know, do they just want a quick deal? Or do they want some promises of a trade deficit that it might shrink over time? It's not clear what the U.S. wants, and it's pretty hard to go over and negotiate if you don't make clear what your list is.
Yeah, let me just actually pick up real quick on that trade deficit part. That's been the thing that the president has been harping on since he started running, even before the Chinese again said, no, that is not our issue right now.
Well, there's a lot of bluster going both ways. And what I learned about the Chinese side is, if a foreign country is explicitly asking for something, demanding something, the Chinese are not going to give it, right? That's losing face. They'll never do that. They could find a way to say, oh, we're going to, you know, buy a certain amount of U.S. soybeans. We're not going to sell you too much steel. They could kind of put it on their terms. And in the end, the deficit might come down a little bit. What we do know is historically, the Chinese have been very good at putting on a show, giving the appearance of some kind of a deal, and the status quo remains.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, once upon a time, our bureau chief in Shanghai. Thank you, Scott.
All right, Kai. Thanks.